Hey, JB.
What's up?
Don't stop.
Keep pouring?
Keep pouring, my friend. Welcome to another edition here of The Last Drop. I am your godfather of whiskey. I am JB.
I am the godfather of craft beer, Cody.
Got your Last Drop t-shirt on. I'm feeling it, baby. Shit, I feel that motive, that motion right there. Yes, I had mine on yesterday.
Yes, sir.
I had mine on yesterday. Mm-hmm. I had a nice little salmon. No, not yesterday, on Friday. I had a nice little salmon lunch or whatever. I was wearing that Last Drop shirt. The waiter was like, oh, that's a nice shirt. I said, oh, this one? Oh. Well, you can get it at tpublic.com.
Oh, this little shirt over here?
Yeah. Little tiny shirt here, right here. Mm-hmm. As some motherfuckers in my building talk about, why won't you send me the link for your shirt, man, or whatever. I was just like, man, I said, I'll get to doing it. I finally get around doing it. I said, when you going to order it? Why are you rushing me, man?
Mm-hmm. Why is he rushing me?
I was like, I'm trying to give you a deal. It's like a sale going on for 48 hours, man. Wow. So, I mean, you've been bugging me for a month now about the goddamn shirt. And I finally send you the link and you just like, I'll eventually get to it. And it's like, man, you know, shut the fuck up. You. But yes, people, you can head on over to tpublic.com /last drop and you can get you some Last Drop merch over there. And type that in. And I think there's a sale going on right now, like a free shipping sale or something.
Oh, well, look at that. There's a sale going on right now, currently, as we speak. You know what that means? You have no fucking excuse.
Got to buy some shit.
Yeah. Buy some now.
Ain't no holidays coming up, so you got some extra money.
But yep. No excuse. Buy it.
Christmas ain't till another few months. Me and Cody didn't pretty much cleaned it all out. I ain't got everything. I got a little piece of everything. Only thing I ain't got is a pillow.
Yeah, basically, yeah, same here too. You need that pillow.
Yeah.
And actually, I still need a hoodie too.
Let me get that hoodie. Oh, yeah, yeah. I need the hoodie too. Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's just been weird ass weather lately here, so I just haven't felt the need to.
Yeah, it's not really hoodie season right now, so I was kind of like holding off, but I'll get to it.
Yeah, I'll get to it come like
fall. But everybody else listening though, y'all need to do that now. Y'all ain't got to wait and all that bullshit. No, you can buy it right fucking now. Actually, you need to drop everything, pause this podcast, and just buy every fucking thing. And then you listen to the rest of the podcast.
And that free shipping is going to help, Cody, because that free shipping adds a little something on there. So I'll tell you this right now, free shipping. I always get people talking about, give me a free ship code. Whatever. You got a free ship code right now.
Oh, there you go. Yep, there it is. No fucking excuse. Buy it, goddammit. Hurry up.
So now we are into that mixing and matching week, that match and mixing. And we also remember, too, next week we'll be doing our top three of the year so far.
That's right.
Yeah. Going to talk about our top three. I might even throw in my worst of, you know, so far.
Oh, okay.
Might even have the worst of, you know.
Might sprinkle that
on you. Matter of fact, this might be the first year I give you, at the end of the year, I'm going to give you a top five worst of, too.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I actually looked at my list I've been drinking this
year. Look forward to that.
I definitely got a list for that. I got a list. And I already know my number one going to be fuck that drink to fucking drain right now. I still have it. I stare at it sometimes. I just look and go like,
oh, I'm very curious as to what that might be. Very curious. Yeah,
kind of pissed me off buying it, to be honest. So, but I ain't pouring that bitch down the drain. I'm going to give that shit to somebody. Somebody taking this goddamn bottle.
Okay. All right.
The funny thing is I see it at the store all the time, too, when I go on Fridays and I just go look and I see it just sitting there and I just look at it and go like, they still got stacks of this motherfucker, too. Look, it's just stacks of it, bitch. So fuck that bottle. But we'll talk about that a little bit from now on or whatever. Cody, it is tequila month still.
That's right. It is tequila month still.
Mm-hmm. Quick side view. I forgot I had that what's the name of that fucking Celador Ales beer, the 5th anniversary Yachty.
Oh, correct.
Stuck that shit in the little, because I got like a little wine fridge or whatever. I stuck that shit in the wine fridge, and I forgot it was even there. I was looking in there when I was cleaning some wine out, and I was like, oh, shit, I didn't drink this yet. So I popped that bad boy open last night.
And?
I'm going to tell you this right now. I slept peacefully.
Very nice.
Fucking peacefully.
I was telling you, man, those Celador sours, I already knew. I was like, yep, he's going to be right at Jermaine's alley.
I slept like a fucking baby last night. I woke up at fucking 7 a.m. happy for once. I don't even know why I woke up so goddamn early. Cause I can tell you, too, because I text him early in the morning, too. And he's like, motherfucker, never text me this early. I was bright-eyed and everything. I was like, ooh. Oh, man.
I'm telling you, man. Next year, people, look out for that Celador L's month. Sometime next year, it's going to happen.
I was sounding like that Negro Bootsy Collins. Oh, baby. Oh. Started looking like mud flapping skids. I started shucking and jiving and shit. A gold tooth. Shucking and jiving.
He's turning one big ass stereotype.
Yeah. I broke dance out of bed, Cody. Oh, Lord, baby. Shit, my back hurt.
He's still coming down. Yeah. Oh, bullshit.
Yeah. I got something for your ass right here, boy. I poured like probably, I think you could pour like 4 full glasses of it.
Right.
I poured like not 4, but like 3.5, because I think the last one was like filled up half my cup, whatever shit. I was playing video games drinking that, and the one thing I can tell you about it, it is like so easy to sip on that you forget it's even a sour. It's very refreshing. That. It was just
heavenly. Sound heavenly.
Yeah.
The way you describe it, it just sounds heavenly.
I had a what I have for dinner too. I had a rice, broccoli, and chicken bowl too. A little Asian persuasion right there. A little Asian fusion meal, if you done. And I finished that, thought I was full, poured that beer. Oh, and the cork came off easily. I was all like, oh, here we go, baby. Come on. And then only to realize, oh, all I gotta do is poop, pop it off.
that's how my cork was.
It just came out easy. I was like, oh.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Should have seen me. I had it underneath the bed and shit. I was like, ain't gonna hurt nobody up in here.
That's exactly what I was when I was opening up the fifth anniversary, the Jati.
Yeah,
I was doing the same shit. I was opening up under the table in anticipation. You know, my hairspray corks.
Yeah, yeah.
Should whoosh,
you break
flying it everywhere. Yeah,
I thought I thought I was gonna be like fizzing out. Oh shit!
Yeah.
None of that happened. And it was fucking pleasantly. And I was thinking in my head, I'm not going to drink all this tonight. It's late night or whatever shit. No, that shit was gone. It was easy to sip on, easy to pre-pour. $32.99, was it? Or $35.99, one of those. Somewhere around that price. I don't know if K&L has any more people, but Cody, I will piggyback off his review and say it is a must-buy, people. So
yes, it is.
Yeah, it's pretty solid beer.
Absolutely. Yep, 100%.
Almost ashamed to throw the bottle away this morning. You know it's bad because I fell asleep with the bottle next to me.
Oh, shit, yeah. I know that special bottle right there.
I woke up next to that motherfucker going, huh? What you looking at?
you wake up, bottle's still open, the cork is like elsewhere, or the top, whatever. Wine stopper, doesn't matter.
The cork was in my ass, Cody. I had lipstick on my collar this morning, Cody. I don't know how, but it was orange.
or my favorite, when you have a 12-ounce glass, you got a 16-ounce can of beer.
Yeah.
You don't realize you still have 4 ounces of beer left in your fucking can, and you wake up and you start wiggling. You're like, God damn it. I can't drink the beer anymore because it's all flat. Like oxidized and shit.
I used this glass or my little JB one or whatever and shit. And when I woke up, it was tilted over like this and shit. I was like, what happened? Did I Denzel Washington that bottle last night?
It's a Washington bottle.
that's a thing, Cody. Where's that sequel at?
how could there be a sequel? It only lasts like it'll last like 20 minutes as soon as he gets back to the outside world. He runs past a liquor store. That's it. He's done for.
I want to see his prison life. You know, he was like drinking in prison. And he's just like staring at bottles and shit. I want to see the recovery, the therapy and all that shit, Cody. I want to see that. Oh, yeah,
that's going to be his. Never mind.
that's his true equalizer.
Oh, yeah. It should freeze again.
It did for a little bit. It was having this little unstable moment.
Oh, okay.
We were having some Zoom moment issues earlier, people. And it was being a bitch.
Yeah, it was. Really was.
With all the updates and shit, but I digress. Anyway, Cody, what are we drinking on today? It is tequila month.
It is tequila month, and I think we're going to end it on an interesting note, a fun note, if you will, because this this right here, it is not something that is unfamiliar to the podcast right here, this brand in question right here. Now, I'm pretty sure if you keep up the shows for a while now, you remember that Jermaine reviewed a special tequila that was particularly aged in bourbon barrels for an extensive amount of time. I'm pretty sure you remember that band as, that brand as the
same band thing. Brand,
same shit.
Yeah, same shit. Yeah, it's a group of motherfuckers, you know. They making music.
Exactly. that brand art. As Corazon Expresiones. But this is not an Expresiones. This is the lower end one I got here. This is El Cerrito store pick. They are single barrel. Añejo Corazon aged in WL Weller barrels. So I picked this.
Hey, that
up,
one still is aged in Weller barrels, though, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. Yep. Yeah. Still aged in Weller barrels. Yep.
And you know that shit, how much the price has dropped on that thing now? It's like $34.
Yeah. I got this one for $35.
That's funny.
Store pick, barrel aged tequila, no additives, $35.
That's funny, Cody, because I'm doing, since I did the Weller, the William LaRue Weller one now, or whatever, I thought I'd go back to the original too and do the OG one too as well.
Oh, look at that.
With the Corazon Weller here, but mine is from our lovely store of K&L.
Oh, look at that! So we got store picks, and this that's crazy how that worked out.
And I'll let you give your review first because I do have some things to say.
You got some things to say.
I want to do a compare and contrast to the full size William LaRue belt I had on the first week. Compared to this one, because that one, what did I give that, Cody? If you remember, I gave that a 3, maybe.
Yeah, I think it was around a 3. Yeah.
I'll just go ahead and say it here. This one might be better, to be honest.
That's interesting because I have it right here. Now, which barrel is that again on yours, JB?
What the fuck does it say? So mine is, it don't even say it on here, do it?
No. Oh, shit, because right here, it says mine right here. Because right here, aged in W.L. Weller barrels, and it has the El Cerrito logo on the back.
Yeah, mine is Weller barrel, too. But I thought
it is Weller.
I thought it would have said the barrel number. That's why I was
looking for it. Oh, gotcha.
I didn't even say the barrel number.
Yeah, mine has the barrel number. That's crazy.
Oh, here it is. I see the barrel number. Okay. And I'm like, what the fuck is this shit? Shouldn't it be in the fucking front?
So I'm looking here. All the Añejo, it should. So all the Añejos, the Weller barrels, they're all aged for 13 months inside those barrels. So it's a decent amount of time, I guess, for tequila. Usually like the stronger, even with those stronger notes, it's usually around 2 years as far as barrel aged tequila goes, at least in my experience. That's where you get like the most flavors, barrel characters, at least.
That's funny because the K&L one was aged for 1 year and 7 months.
Oh, okay. You're in 7 months. Yeah. Oh, really?
Yeah. Okay. This one was aged long. That's why I got this one or whatever.
Okay. Because I'm looking on the website right now. So I guess I don't know if it's accurate for all store picks or what. But yeah, this one says 13 months. So I don't know. That's just interesting. I didn't know that. Mm-hmm. And if I'm not mistaken, then all these single barrels, they're all store picks, right? Like they don't just sell them straight up, if I'm not mistaken.
They do have one that is straight up. But a lot you'll see more of the single barrels, and you will see the straight up ones.
Right. Okay.
Because I think even the one I had on the first week I did this, which was the longer William LaRue one, they finally made a William LaRue Weller bottle to match the Expresiones. Mm-hmm. That one was aged. I think I said 16 months, if I'm not mistaken. Mm-hmm. They just barely made that last year too, so because I was looking for that bottle for the longest, and only to know that they didn't have it, and then they finally released it. Because I just been collecting these realistically, because they just for a good fucking price. I mean, Vitor, there was like $45. Now you can find it for $34.99. I got this one at K&L for $34.99, and I just wanted to do a comparison of this one next to the William LaRue one, and I think this one's actually a little bit better, honestly.
Okay. Well, all right, let me go off for the aroma real quick. See, dig in here. Speaking of the color, it's pretty light.
I hate this color.
Yeah, I'm not a big fan of color. It looks like apple juice.
Yeah, really.
It's like the apple juice color. Yeah. It looked like champagne almost.
Yeah, I was gonna say it looked like cider and shit.
Yeah, I'm not defending this color. It's like this midway halfway point between Blanco and like the finer age or longer gets in longer age.
Reposado and Blanco.
Yeah, I'm not a fan.
It looked like piss and water.
Yeah, kind of.
If you had like some clear piss with like a little hint of yellow, mm-hmm. when you just do it in the water, that's what it looks like. It's like when you take a pee test for a new job and shit, and you pour it.
Exactly.
And we
shit spilled out of my nose. Goddamn.
I've had a few of these this color now, and I'm just looking at going like, damn. The more I see this, the more I hate this fucking color.
Yeah, this color kind of sucks ass. I'm gonna lie.
If I have a good memory at the end of the year, people, I'll do a worst color of the year too.
Worst color of the year.
Yeah, it's white. Oh,
luckily, the aroma is way better than the fucking color.
Yeah. It has to, Cody. Because I mean,
he's got to make up for that shit.
If it didn't have a good color and it was looking like this, man,
this aroma.
I don't know how I'd feel about this, sir. But the aroma is heavenly.
Yeah, I get a lot of bacon spice, a little bit of caramel, butterscotch. I get a nice amount of oak too.
I wonder what these taste like outside of the whiskey barrels. Is that much of a difference?
I'd be curious about that.
Should have just got a regular fucking bottle of this, but I really don't see them all that much these days. I mean, I think you can find them online at the certain stores and order. Mm-hmm. I'm sure K&L even has them. You can order it, but. I am curious as to how it tastes without being aged in a whiskey barrel because, look, Cody just said 13 months. Mine was a year and 7 months, whatever. I mean, it really, realistically, might as well just go ahead and be a fucking year. It's not really all that much of a difference, to be honest.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not like being aged in bourbon barrels for 13 to 17 months really makes that much of a difference, realistically. So I'm curious how much of the whiskey bourbon influence realistically is enhancing this or de-enhancing this.
If anything, just going off the aroma, it seems like it's more for aroma.
Yeah.
Than anything else as of right now, as it stands.
Yeah.
Now, we go for the palate. Let's see there. Get a little sip right here.
I don't think it's ever, for all the ones I've had, I don't remember it ever like hitting that palate realistically. Like, oh yeah, that's that burn. I mean, you get the oaky flavors a little bit or whatever, like a hint of it. But I don't think it drastically changes the... Then again, I never really had this lineup though, the Corazon lineup without the
Man, this is a nice, cool, easy sipper right here. Super mellow. I do get a lot of that caramel. There's a ton of that agave flavor, but it's not like that kind of sickly, almost artificial like when you go like Patron. This is just nice, pure, 100% blue agave.
Patron uses real agave.
I don't know, man. Because it's like that. It's kind of like that. I haven't had Patron in a long time, but I can recall it's like that Fuseli kind of thing going on, which I fucking hate. But it's why I thought all tequilas were like that, but luckily they're not. I don't like that.
It's like the McDonald's of tequila and shit.
Yeah, it's almost like kind of like that sickly thing. Same thing like Jose Cuervo, too. I'm just like, ugh.
Actually, I shouldn't even say McDonald's. McDonald's probably a little bit better than that. I would say more like Arby's.
Yeah, it's like Arby's Burger King.
Yeah, it's like Arby's and Burger King. There you go. Maybe next year for tequila month, I'll get like a regular bottle of this.
Yeah, I'm kind of curious to see how that would go. Yeah,
I'm curious. I want to do a side-by-side or whatever. Like, because this tequila, realistically, is popular because of what it's aged in.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's the only reason.
I don't think nobody gives a fuck about this tequila outside.
Yeah, I think for me, at least going by strictly this Corazon, barrel aging and bourbon barrels for me, for the tequila, it just makes it a bit more mellow. It makes it a bit more softer and rounder. There's no sharp edges to this drink right here. Everything is nice, mellow, balanced, and working in tandem with each other to make a nice, easy drinking experience.
This is the first one you've had too, right?
Corazon, correct. Mm-hmm. I remember you gave me a sip of one of the expressiones a while back, and I can't really remember what that tastes like because that was a long time ago.
I might have gave you the George T. Stagg one.
I think it was that one.
Yeah, that was, man. That was like
a long time ago,
2020 January or something.
Mm-hmm.
God damn, I've had these bottles for that long now.
Yeah, because I that was a long time ago.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't even remember what that tastes like. But yeah, for this right here, it's just it's nice, mellow. It's not in your face. There's not much of a finisher either. If there is, it doesn't linger too much. Everything's more so the front end, middle of the palate.
It's got a little sweetness to it too. I don't know about yours. Mine's got something sweet on it.
Yeah, it's a little bit. It's not too sweet. Or like, yeah, which I prefer. I don't like my beverages too sweet.
It's very faint.
Yeah.
But it's noticeable.
I get a bit of a medicinal note too. I don't know if you get that on yours. It's not too much to throw me off, but it's just there a little bit on the palate.
Yeah. The finish fucking sucks.
Finish is not great.
Yeah. It's not even there realistically.
I also get like kind of like a herbal kind of, I'm like a green tea kind of thing in the finish too, which I don't like.
This drink is all about palate and
palate finish. Front of the palate, and then aroma.
Front of palate and bacon spice.
Don't look for this for color and anything else. I said, it's a nice easy sipper. It's well priced, $35 for a single barrel tequila aged in some of the finer bourbon barrels. How can you go wrong with that? Great value here.
I think it goes great for a July sip too.
Yeah. I think this deserves a 3. We can give this a 3 drop.
Yeah, I go into the Pornus. I look into. I fucking hate this color. This color looks like
color's
trash.
Color's awful.
Dude. It really is fucking trash, to be honest. The more I stare at champagne. It. Jeez, I don't know if the update made our cameras clear, but I can see all of your fucking drinking. That shit looks horrible. Looks horrible.
It's almost blending in with the glass. Terrible color.
Yeah, like I don't know who I would pour this for realistically now. Yeah. Thinking about
When I see añejo, I think dark, something rich in color. You know what I mean?
Yeah, there you go. I'm thinking something rich. Not even just in color, but also in taste too. And I think this is kind of lacking in that territory. I enjoy it for what it is. Or whatever. Prices range, whatever. But like, you know, most people that ask me for a drink, whatever, because they know I'm a fucking godfather, or whatever, and shit. Mm-hmm. I couldn't, in good conscience, bring this to someone. this is the type of shit you bring when you consider yourself the godfather of anything.
Yeah.
You lose, like, at least about 24 points right there alone or whatever. You know, you Russell Westbrook now. Hey. Mm-hmm. Like, you was OKC, Russ, Cody. You was balling, baby. And then you brought this along. Now you just Laker, Russ, Westbrook now.
Oh, God.
We looking at you like, told me you was a godfather of crab beer, Negro. What the fuck is this? I've had Patron better than this. The aroma, very heavenly. I love the aroma on this. Like Cody said, the bacon spices are there. Mine was, like I said earlier, mine was aged for 1 year, 7 months. I even just re-looked it up on K&L's website. Yeah, 1 year, 7 months. even says it on the bottle here. This and more like it's like a baked or cooked agave. Mm-hmm. What I'm getting over here. The spices are there, whatever, but it's like not in your nose, like just overbearing. It's like the right perfect amount. I mean, the nose is damn near perfect or whatever, you know, and it kind of has to be because there's two things I find really wrong with this, and that's the fucking finish and the fucking color. I just, like scotches, I don't have a problem probably with this color, and that's dependent on the territory that they're in because I expect that kind of color.
Scotch is from that area. That's what you expect with a scotch. Yeah, añejo is supposed to be like a blend of two different worlds, and when you hear that word, I'm just saying just that word, you expect something like grand, rich, you know what I mean?
Especially when you age in some bourbon too, whatever, you know, barrels. I expect a little bit of color. Japanese whiskey, I somewhat expect this color because they use a lot of rice now.
Yeah, and plums.
Plums and shit. So I expect that tequila, añejo. I don't want reposado, bitch, you know. Not to hate on reposado because I've been hearing some great things about that in Blanco lately and some of the brands. I think we talked about it maybe the first week we started this month. We should start trying some Blancos or whatever. But you know, I look for, Cody said it best when he was talking about nail. It's that richness of it. And this don't look rich at all. This looks like some fucking shit you pour down the drain to clean out your Drano fluid or something like that. But actually, this looks like Drano fluid. You pour that shit down the tub, Cody, and it cleans out all the gunk and shit like that for you, you know? So the color if I had to give that a rating, that's a fucking one. the nose.
Yeah, right. Yeah, this is it's color ain't it.
Yeah, the nose. I'd drop a 3.5 on that or whatever. Get into the if I gave everything a rating, presentation wise, bottle, it looks fine. It's a nice looking bottle, like the shape, little medallion on it. I'll give that a 2.5. Color, you get a fucking one. Actually, probably a negative one. Nose, I give it a 3.5. Palette. Range of between 2.5 and 3. Finish, you get a 1.5. I'll just give it that because at least it has like a little spice on the end or whatever. But other than that, the agave definitely sticks out. It's like a faint hint of sweetness there, but not like, it's not like you like, oh my God, like a, you're looking for it or something like that. You'd have to really like start for it. I mean, it's in the background realistically. This drink is all palate. Tip of the tongue is where it's a little bit of spiciness.
I was just about to say, sipping on this longer as it opens up some more and as my palate gets added to it more. The up front, in the middle of the palate, this thing is getting better and better. This is delicious to me right now.
Yeah.
I'm using marmalade. It's a whole mixture of flavors that are all balancing with each other and not like working against it. You know what I mean? This is really good. I just wish this finish was just better. That's like the only thing that's primarily rolling the color too. But yeah.
Yeah, I take it back. I think the William LaRue Weller one is better. The more I sip on this now. Because there was a finish on that one. It wasn't as strong. It's pretty light, but at least there was something there. And it had a lot more flavor profile on there, too. So I remember tasting the charred oak that was on there. But this one, the tip of the tongue, it's got, like, fucking spices, like, for days.
Yeah. Yep. Same one. Yep. This is baked spices in your face.
Yeah. The palate, it's like Pop Rocks. Remember the little fucking candy you would eat and it'd be, like, popping on it? It's just, like, popping right on the palate and shit. A little bit of something there. Obviously, the agave is just all over, to be honest. The agave is just all there.
Yeah. It's got
this nice high and tone.
Honestly.
Oh, go ahead, sir.
I'm going to say the finish for me is getting a little better now. I'm just getting that pure agave right now. Before, I was getting a little medicinal note, which I don't like. Mm-hmm. But now, I just more taking a little more agave, which is underneath all the bourbon kind of influences. I guess it's kind of cool how that works. So, finish is getting a little better for me.
What I love about the nose or whatever, it's got that floral citrus aroma. But
yeah.
I mean, I can kind of somewhat see that it was aged in American oak barrels. I'm not too crazy about American oak barrels these days, at least for the pours I've had this year. They just haven't been all that fantastic to me.
My nose, I'm not getting too much citrus. It's more of just like those, kind of like that caramel, vanilla kind of bacon spice thing going on.
It's kind of creamier. It's kind of creamy. Yeah, so $34, $34.99, I believe. So it should be like $35.
$35.
Yeah, probably with tax 40, you're looking at $41, $42, whatever. Not bad. It's a good price. Anything under $50 these days is really fucking good, to be honest. Yeah, I think I'm fine with dropping a I'll drop a, I'm thinking like between a 2 and a 2.5, realistically.
Okay.
I think I'm going to go, I'll go 2.5.
2.5.
Right. Yeah, I'll give 2.5 because of the price. The price is always a half a point for me or whatever.
I think it's great value for that price. I think so.
Yeah. So if I had to go in my tequila realm of great values, I would definitely throw that in there as well. Mm-hmm. I'm almost certain that probably the non-aged whiskey ones or whatever probably taste somewhat similar, to be honest.
Mm-hmm, probably.
Mm-hmm. I know they be having, these stores be having like fucking bottles of this shit too.
Mm.
Bottles of this damn thing or whatever. It is weird. I maybe it's because it was just unknown or whatever why like Buffalo Trace decided to team up with Corazon. Very light too. Very subtle.
For sure.
I think this would go good with some fucking barbecue and some carne asada meat, honestly.
I was just about to say, this would go fantastic. Carne asada, like a spicy salsa.
That sweetness is starting to come out a little bit on my tongue more, too, once you get past the spices and shit. I taste a little bit more of that sweetness, so.
And this is a very spicy tequila, which I enjoy.
Yeah.
That spice just lingers.
Yeah.
For sure.
$35, can't go wrong with that. And as you can see, I mean, obviously, this makes good margaritas, too. So, because my bottle's, like, halfway empty. I think I made, like, a few margaritas with this.
Okay.
So. Oh, if you look on the inside, too, they got a little agave with a heart inside of it. I mean, you probably can't see it in the photo.
Oh, yeah, I see that.
Okay. Yeah, it's the same on the...
Yeah, same logo.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, so K&L, El Cerrito, Cortazone. Yep. What the fuck is the name of this bottle, Cody? Cortazone de Agave.
Yeah, yeah, Tequila Cortazone de Agave.
Yeah. This isn't one of the expresiones like the one I had on the first week here or whatever, but gets the job done though, especially for the price. If you want to get into the expressiones, this is probably a good starting point because those usually cost like around 89 and higher.
Yeah.
35. Just to kind of get your feet wet and let you know what you're getting yourself into.
Yeah. And these are much easier to find also.
That's a good point. Whatever specialty liquor store you know of, whatever, most likely probably has one.
Mm-hmm.
Especially here in fucking California.
Yep.
Almost every goddamn store has one.
Yep.
Like Cork, El Cerrito, Cypress, K&L.
I'm sure Beverage Warehouse probably got one. I'm sure they do.
They probably do. Winehouse. All of them got one. All of them got it. All of them got one. So you can find it. And if you find it higher than $35, then don't fucking pay that then.
Do not pay more than $35 for this.
Yeah, I couldn't imagine any of the stores selling it higher than that. I cannot imagine. This is good. This is solid shit, though, right here. I'll tell you.
Yes, it is.
It's going to be a good sitting on the porch, frying up some or barbecuing some carne asada meat. Ooh,
cut that meat up. Some rice and beans, tortilla.
Get them onions cut.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yes, yes.
Can't have no
oh, my God.
Bam.
I need to
bay that shit on there real quick, Cody, and salt bay them onions.
Damn it, I want some carne asada. Fuck.
Yeah, my area, there's trucks all over, so.
Bastard. Fuck.
I love those fucking trucks, man. I love those. Watch, you're going to get that last drop of running through all taco trucks of East LA.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Goddamn right, yeah.
That's like YouTube content right there.
Mm-hmm.
That'll get flagged. My
God, that sounds amazing, dude.
That'll get flagged regularly for me going, God damn, that's some good ass shit.
Oh, my God, some Al Pastor.
Yeah, man, I've been watching a lot of those. You got like food dudes on YouTube that like go through like they go through like Compton and East LA to go to these famous trucks and shit like that, and he just like seeing over these, man, that shit, oh, dip it in the sauce or whatever and shit. Oh my Lord, I went to one in Venice that was so fucking good. But it looked like Gotham City in this area of Venice too. Right, it dangerous as fuck, Cody.
Hey, worth it though, right? Got some bomb ass tacos, sketchy fucking area, but
man, you should have seen this. It was right by a Boys and Girls Youth Club too, whatever shit. That's what made it worse. I was just like, yo, like that's like
I see fucking Jason pop out and shit.
Yeah, I wouldn't send my kid to this motherfucker, or whatever. Like I saw like four trash cans on fire and shit, dude. Like it was like tent set up. I was like, yo, but it was cold that night. I ain't gonna lie, I took my tacos over by that trash can and stood there, and I gave a dude my coat, and he's like, nice coat. Sure is a nice coat, you know.
It's a nice coat.
Yeah. I slapped the last drop sticker on that motherfucker. I said, "There you go." That homeless dude is repping that merch baby hard now. That would be fun. That'd be like a new promotional tool. Mm-hmm. Only the last drop does. We give our merch to homeless people because they travel further than anybody else. What happened to old hobos back in the day, Cody? They hop on a train, they sit there and shit, and they travel from state to state.
Man, they had a little knapsack.
Last time I seen that was that Walking Dead Telltale game with that hobo.
That's right.
man, you let me find a hobo on a train coat. I'm going to put that last drop shirt and that hoodie on. Mm-hmm. I'm going to dress and put this hat on, motherfucker. Put it on. Now, we need you to travel from state to state. You go to Nevada mm-hmm. and everything. Shit. I will PayPal you $5.
That would be really good promotion, though.
Damn straight. Shit. That'd be great promotion. Look at that hobo like, that hobo fly. Shit. That hobo fly, that mother. I fuck that hobo, actually, whatever. And that hobo, when he puts that merch on, he'll feel so good. He'd be like, nah, I'm too good for you. He'd be the godfather of hobos, Cody.
Exactly. we're getting him that power. We gave him that power. Yeah.
Give him this fucking Corazon bottle, slap mm-hmm. a last drop sticker on there and be like, that's that last drop liquor, baby.
Dang, instead of the heart and the agave, the last drop glass.
Get the hobo on, bitch.
Last drop glass and a knapsack.
That would be funny if numbers shot up.
Oh, man. Oh, yeah. Tell you, man. Great promotion.
Yeah.
Great promotion.
That hobo. You go to an AA meeting as a representative. Mm-hmm.
AA meeting. Oh, my God.
Hey, listen to the last drop regularly there. That'd be funny.
That would be hilarious, though.
I'm down for it.
Yeah.
I saw an episode of King of the Hill one time where Dale gave the drug addict some cocaine for his outfit and shit or whatever. Like,
have you ever seen It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia, that show?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I could totally see us having an episode like that where we conduct an AA meeting.
Yeah, I totally.
And fucking just chaos ensues. I could totally see that shit.
Yeah, we trick everyone, be like, it's an AA meeting, we're relaxing. Yeah. Meanwhile, drinking from a flask, like, so.
Yeah, drinking from a flask. Mm.
Ooh, so tell me why you here today, sir. Ooh, that was bitter.
Mm. People be like, I thought this meeting was catered. You hear, you smell some shit in the background cooking, it's cardio soda, but we're not sharing with anybody.
Eating this shit. Oh, it is catered.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, it's catered all right, shit, yeah. Yeah, it'd be $29.95. Yeah.
Oh my God.
Yeah, we the podcasters are fucking over people regularly. Yeah. But people, next week is that top three of the year so far.
Top three of the year. And you might get a little bonus of top five or top three worst so far.
Yeah. Right? Actually,
that's
yeah,
what I heard.
Yeah, you might.
That's what I heard. Oh, that's what I heard.
We'll see. I feel like if I should only do one, because you get a top three, then it probably might spoil my top mm-hmm. five.
Maybe, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. But I think this end of the year, this year, we're probably going to do a top 10. We've been drinking enough, whatever. I could do a top 10.
I think so. That might be possible. We'll see.
Yeah. Because I looked it up. It was like, man, we damn near having like two fucking bottles mm-hmm. a month and shit. So, yeah. Might be a top 10. Actually, no, fuck it. Go ahead. It's a top 10 this year. And top 10.
There it is. Top 10.
And maybe it's at least from my end, you'll get a top five. I don't know if I can do a top 10 worst of, because I ain't had that many bad drinks. But mm-hmm. But even if I did, I could probably have.
So a top five worst might be in the cards.
Yeah.
All right.
And check this out. That episode will be on Christmas Day.
Christmas Day. Look at that.
Yeah.
Look at that. That's going to be fun.
Look at y'all. Y'all getting fucking the gift of Jamie and Cody.
Gift of August. The top 10, top five worst of.
Damn. Shit.
Look at that.
How else would you spend your fucking holiday, bitch?
There is no bad way to spend it.
Yeah, fuck your family. You really listen to us. Yeah, fuck your reindeers. Fuck your Christmas carols, whatever and shit. We got a Christmas carol for you. Dashing through this drop. One horse drinking drops.
The last drop Christmas album.
Yeah.
From the store near you.
You might even hear a song. Didn't we sing one time? Yeah, you might hear a song.
I'm pretty sure we did.
You might get a new song this Christmas and whatever, bitch. Shit, open me. Mm-hmm. Open your gift, bitch. It's the gift of gab or whatever. That's what it is. It's the gift of gabbing and drinking and talking some shit or whatever and shit. Dashing through this hoe with a one horse open drop. Drink until I drop. Drinking some more till I drop.
Oh, man.
Shopping on TeePublic. Wearing that motherfucker's gear. All right, I'm going to stop now because I don't know how to. Yeah, I can't. I'm fucking up the Lord's holiday now, you know.
Oh, man, can't do that.
Yeah. Already got beef against us. So, people, we done here. We're going to get out
of
here.
We are done.
Let me take this last sip. Mm.
last sip of the last drop there.
Yeah, mm-hmm. So yeah, oh. all said and done, good offerings from Corazon de Agave. Hey, solid offering.
They got some solid shit over there in that Corazon area. So next week, like we said, is top three of the year so far. People thought we wasn't going to do it, but we're doing it. Mm-hmm. See? Thought we were fucking up. Next month is back to whiskey and craft beer, and then September will be gin and rum month.
Mm-hmm.
Sipping on gin and juice, laid back. I ain't had gin and juice for so long that I might even do that for the last week of that month or whatever.
That will be fun. That'll gin be a lot of fun.
Juice.
Yeah, whatever. We should do cocktails that last week.
I'm down for that. Whatever and shit. And you know what? I got to get that Snoop Dogg gin then too, because it would. You can't have a gin run month without fucking Snoop.
Snoop Dogg gin. I like it.
Uncle Snoop, shit, the coolest motherfucker probably ever. That weed has really made him cool. I ain't gonna lie. That's why motherfuckers smoke. They want to be like him. October, mezcal month.
October in the month of mezcal.
And then forward to that. November, back to the old whiskey and beer. And then December, Armagnac and
good
cognac.
Good old Armagnac. Armagnac, cognac. That's going to be a lot of fun. Looking forward to trying some new cognacs.
Yeah.
I haven't really dabbled in that too much.
Well, that was the reason why I went ahead and just fucking mixed it together anyway.
Makes sense.
Put all that. And then towards the Christmas day, we'll be recording our best and worst of the last drop, 2022. Where we'll just have a bunch of drinks. We'll just have all the drinks we think we loved or whatever shit. Probably, actually, I might just drink some more Armagnac, to be honest.
Might as well, right?
Yeah, might as well. So drink some more Armagnac. And I have not opened those rare, some of them I haven't opened whatever shit, because I'm just waiting for that month right there.
Mm-hmm.
Waiting for that month.
Sounds good to me.
Yeah, so people, we're done. We're going to get out of here now. Mm-hmm. It's over. I am your Godfather Whiskey. I'm JB.
I am the Godfather Craft Beer, Cody.
And there'll be no spillage today. No broken bottles today. Mm-mm.
No. Can't do that.
No, I was fucking with that agave and that one tequila there, because they had like a little agave design, and I was like picking at that motherfucker, and that just went cling. I was like, oh, there goes that bottle, whatever. So with that said, I'm your Godfather Whiskey. I'm JB.
I'm the Godfather Craft Beer, Cody.
And like we always say, livers will never be the same.
And glasses will never be dry.